Good morning. Thank the Lord for this day that we are able to fellowship and worship Him. You know, I was sitting last night and talking to my wife and my daughter, and we started getting into the conversation of relationships, and I just started talking about the old days before we really knew Jesus and followed Jesus, and the difference in our relationship today with Jesus involved and in our lives, and just the major difference that the Lord makes in our lives and in all our relationships with our friends, our family, our children, co-workers, and most importantly with Him. Our relationship with the Father is the most important relationship that we will have on this earth. And without that relationship, all the other relationships mean nothing. There's just an end to it, but with Jesus, there's no end. John chapter 1, verse 12 tells us He gives every believer a special right or privilege, the right that will ever ultimately matter. Transcending every human right and freedom you strive for on earth, the right to become a child of God. Those who put their faith in Christ can know for sure that they have eternal life. The assurance comes by trusting what we know of the life of Jesus Christ, as well as the evidence of the Holy Spirit in us. 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. God gave us eternal life. This life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. In Him was life. So if you have Him, you have life. In this passage, John is reminding his readers that they possess eternal life freely given to them by God. He is not calling upon you to believe that life. Rather, He is reminding believers that they already received that life. He is also reminding them that the source of that life, God and His life, is in the Son. Today is a special day in my family, and I want to thank Peter and Jolie, the grandparents on the other side, for all that they've done in helping us with Danny and being here today. God bless, and glad you're here today to celebrate this great occasion here today that we're going to celebrate here. Christian parents who dedicate a child are making a promise to the Lord to do everything within their power to raise the child in a godly way, prayerfully, until he or she can make a decision on their own to follow God. As parents, as grandparents, and just as everyday people, it is so important that we follow the teachings of Jesus, that we believe that He was born of a virgin and lived a life without sin and died on the cross for our sins, a price that we owed, not Him, but He paid it in full for us. These are things that we have to instill in our children. We have to teach our children these things. We have to raise our children in the Christian faith, or they're just not going to have a chance, and it's just the bottom line. So today, as we carry on this ceremony and we dedicate Danny and I think one other, we just ask for the Lord's presence to be here today with us. Let us pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, thank You for this time with our brothers and sisters here today at the Lord of the Harvest, as we first and foremost, Lord, glorify Your name, Lord God, and we thank You for Your Son, Lord God, and all that He's done for us and all that He's doing in our lives, Lord God. We ask that You keep us focused on Him, Lord God, that we live our lives like He lived His life, Lord God. Give us more godly ways and traits and character in our lives, Lord God, as we follow forward and teach ourselves and our children and our grandchildren and our friends and co-workers. We spread your word, Lord God, as we do your work, Lord God. We ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
We are going to partake of the Lord's Supper. Since we returned to live services in May of 2021, which is now about 3 years, we had been down for a while at that point. That was early in the COVID lockdown. And the Lord spoke to me very clearly that first Sunday that we all gathered back together. And he just spoke a prophetic word to me. The following Sunday, he spoke another prophetic word to me. And then over the last 3 years, God speaks concerning the Sunday service. It might be a prophecy, it might be a proclamation, it might be a prayer. The first 2 weeks were, they were pretty clear in my mind. The first week the Lord spoke to me and said, Teresa will be healed. Okay, it happened, it came to pass. The second week the Lord said to me, we won't mention their names, but a young couple who had tried for a long time to have a child and was unsuccessful. The Lord told me the second week, they're having a child. They had a child. And so the Lord kind of got my attention with that because, we deal with these national ministries that prophesy. Look, we prophesied this, and they prophesy something and they share it with everybody. They don't remind you that they prophesied 100 things that year and they got 5 right, and they might be spectacular, but even a blind dog finds food sometimes. So I just understand the nature of biblical prophecy. It is true, it's real. But there is so much interference. And the interference in America is my desires interfere with, oh, God told me that. Oh, he did. God told you everything that you want. He told you that. See, when I know that God is really speaking to me is when he rebukes me and tells me something I don't want to hear. And then I'm like, I guess God is speaking, isn't he? Now, he'll also speak some very powerful and wonderful things. So I just share that because I want to give you the word that the Lord gave me this morning. And like I say, sometimes he'll give it to me during the week, and this is for Sunday. And then other times he'll give it to me when we're in worship that Sunday. And sometimes he just does it early in the morning. As I was sitting there and just dealing with just different things, this is the word, simple word the Lord spoke to me for today. The Lord said, you're having a child dedication today, and we're going to have that momentarily, and that is so exciting when we do that. But you're going to have a child dedication today, the Lord said. So the word is going to be about being dedicated. And the word he gave me simply was, and I prayed it for the church, but now we're all going to hear it, and we can pray into it and embrace it. We dedicate ourselves to you, Lord, and to your purposes. That's the word for this morning. Amen. This is about our dedicating ourselves to the Lord. Now, when Brother Gary got up and introduced the service, what was his message? We need to be dedicated to the Lord. When Wes Cain got up and shared the prophetic message, it was, we need to be dedicated to the Lord. And I love when that always happens because the Lord is just saying, yeah, I'm speaking this to all. Now, I'm going to read for communion. I'm just going to pick up where Wes brought us, and that's Mark chapter 4. And in Mark chapter 4, Jesus says, he taught them many things, starting in 4:2. Taught them many things by parables and said to them in his teaching, listen, Behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground where it did not have much earth. Immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced 30, 60, 100 fold. And then Jesus, as he always does, enigmatically, he who has an ear, let him hear. Jesus interprets some of his parables, other of his parables he doesn't interpret, but he always says, he who has an ear, let him hear. In other words, to get the understanding here, you've got to hear me. You've got to seek me. You've got to follow me. That's what Jesus's parables are all about. You need to follow. You really want to understand this? Well, don't go out and buy 15 commentaries on this. Follow after me and you'll understand. And so Jesus says, then when he interprets that parable in verse 13, and Wes got into this, and I just want to point it out because it has everything to do with dedication, and it has everything to do with what God is doing in the earth in this hour, what God is doing in America in this hour. Jesus said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? Do you understand that this parable of the sower is Jesus' paradigmatic parable? It's the parable, if you understand this, you have the key to understanding all parables. If you don't understand this parable, you miss out on understanding all parables. The sower sows the word. It's the word of God. The first are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. The word can be spoken and the devil can steal it if we're not dedicated, if we're not devoted, if we're not seeking after him with all our heart, soul, and strength, if we're not trying to hear, if we're not trying to see, if we're not trying to obey, if we're not trying to follow. The second seed, these are the ones sown on stony ground who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, but they have no anchor, no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the sake of the word, immediately they stumble. Satan can steal our dedication. Persecution can steal our dedication. Okay, everybody, following Jesus is not easy. Following Jesus is not the same as following the American dream. Following Jesus isn't about I come to Jesus and he meets every need and gives me every desire. That is not following Jesus. Following Jesus is hard. Now, God can do all those things in our lives, but there is going to always come a time when our dedication is tested. Will we allow Satan to take things from us? Please understand this. The doctrine that the devil can come and just do whatever he wants you is a false doctrine. That's like watching The Exorcist or something. You know, it's like these Hollywood movies make the demons so powerful. The devil can't do anything to you that you don't allow the devil to do. Do you understand that because of what Jesus did on the cross, when the devil comes to you, you can look at the devil in the eye and say, no, get lost, get out of here.
That's right.
And you know what the devil has to do? Listen.
That's right.
We don't have to have the devil steal things away. Second, we have to remember our dedication to Jesus will be tested by persecution. By affliction, the words Jesus uses here. Affliction, persecution. There's a third. Now, the third are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world the anxiety that just living life in this world creates. Anybody understand that? Anybody go to sleep struggling with anxiety, wake up anticipating anxiety, and dream anxious dreams in between? We live in, there is so much stress and so much pressure and so much tension in this world right now. The anxiety of this world, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires of other things entering in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. Our dedication will be tested by anxiety. Don't submit to anxiety. Our dedication will be tested by wealth, riches, sumptuous living, hedonism. You know, we'll be tested by that. Do I choose this or do I choose the way of following Jesus? It'll be tested. And our desire for things, whatever that desire for things, let's do a list of desires for things that can sidetrack our dedication to Jesus. We'd be here for hours. They enter in and they choke the word just like thorns do, and the word becomes unfruitful. Verse 20 is about dedication. But these are the ones sown on good ground. They hear the word, they receive it, they bear fruit, 30, 60, 100-fold. So the communion word today is about dedication. Jesus says, if you're dedicated to me, you'll not only understand the parables that I teach, but you'll understand the parables that take place in your own life. Do you understand everything you go through? It's a parable. It's a living parable. The Lord is trying to speak something to us. He's just saying, well, I was telling somebody else's story. I was telling stories about, you know, agriculturally based farmers in Palestine in the first century. He goes, but I got parables, modern day parables. Your own life is a parable. When you scratch your head and say, what do I do here? What is going on? Why is this happening? Your life is a parable. And Jesus says, be dedicated to me and you'll understand the parable. And you'll do more than understand the parable. You'll bear fruit. And we know what fruit is for Jesus. That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love and peace and joy and meekness and gentleness and kindness and goodness and all those things that God brings into our lives that we can share with other people and say, what you're experiencing, what you're seeing in my life, it's called good seed. It's called dedication to Jesus. This is what happens when you're dedicated to Jesus. So, Lord, we partake of your body and blood, Lord. We dedicate ourselves. We commit ourselves to you, Lord God. We know your word, the good word has already been sown in your life, in your death, in your resurrection, in your ascension, in your pouring out of the Spirit, in your grace, in your truth, in your steadfast love and faithfulness toward us. The good seed has been sown in our lives, Lord. Cause our hearts to be fertile soil, good soil, soil that bears fruit, soil that releases, Lord God, dedication, Lord. You said today would be about dedication. Lord, I believe that you have brought our nation to where it is, not because there's some correct political solution or there's some correct economic solution or there's some correct whatever solution. You've brought us to the place where, Lord, the good soil is going to manifest itself, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your body and blood. That, Lord God, is the good word, Lord, and it transforms our hearts that we might be good soil in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless all of you today. What a mighty God we serve. He is so awesome and fantastic and faithful and just and good. And I could stand up here and just say a whole lot of things about our Father, our God in heaven, who sits high and looks low, who no respecter of person, and who loves each and every one of you. Amen. And we all have been created in His very image. And everybody deserves dignity.
That's right.
Everybody. It doesn't matter what side of 8 Mile they live on or where they live. Everybody deserves dignity because we're all created in God's very image.
That's right.
What a mighty God we serve. I'm not going to be before you very long. I just want to share this morning of the conference that I attended in March. And I'm going to tell you how it came about. Amen. So it was called a Pure Heart. Pure Heart. And just before I go into what I want to say, what God wants me to say, let me just say a quick prayer. My Father, our God, our Lord, our Keeper, our Sustainer, our Strength, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Will in the Middle of the Wheel, our Shield and Buckler,
yes.
Our All in All, our Sustainer, our Provider, our Strength, we love You because You first loved us. And so God, this day, right now, this moment, this second, let Your will be done and Your kingdom come. In the blessed name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Lord God, let my word give life. Because, Lord God, we are here to give life and not death.
That's right.
So, Lord God, today just bless. Thank You for the service this far. Thank You for communion message. Thank You, God, for the prophecies. Thank You, God, for the children that were dedicated this day.
Yes.
Thank You, Almighty God. You are a mighty, mighty God. And You are so worthy of our obedience and our allegiance. You are so worthy, Lord God. For Jesus gave His life in His name. He gave His life, Lord God. He stood in our place and gave His life on that cross on last Sunday. And so, Lord God, You are worthy today. You alone are worthy of all of our praise and worship and adoration. You are worthy of all of our obedience. You are worthy because of what You did. You took our sins to that old rugged cross. Every sin, all sin, present sin, past sin, sins in the future, they've already been nailed to that cross. And for that, God, we give You the glory. We give You the praise. We give You the honor in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And thank God. Hallelujah. As I was stating, I attended a Pure Heart conference. It was in the month of March. And this is the book. Amen. And if you want to purchase this book, see me after I'm done for today. Amen. Now, this Pure Conference was done by Don, Tom, and Donna. In fact, Pastor, they send their love to you, and to the body. Amen. So, amen. So they made sure. So now, when you see them, tell them that they send their love. So now, the conference was phenomenal. It was a blessing and an experience. All of that. It was all of that. And I was privy to it. And I'm so grateful. Pastor Pastor Janine, she came to the Women's Bible class, and she was the one who introduced us to this conference. Thank you, Pastor Janine. She brought it to the women's attention because obviously she thought we needed some deliverance. So, so she brought it to our attention. And my initial thought was, I'm going to go. I'm going to go was my initial thought. Now, I had not received the itinerary yet, but I just said, okay, I'm going to go. Pastor Janine said, it's $35. That's a fee, right? For this conference, it is $35. So now, after I said I was going to go, and it went out on Facebook and everywhere else, it went out about this conference. And I got this itinerary. And in this itinerary, it said, it's located in Sterling Heights on Van Dyke and 17 Mile Road. I live in Highland Park. Okay? Now, here's the distance. I got to pay $35. I got to buy my own lunch and my own dinner. So I get this itinerary, and I'm saying, So I understand that if you want to go, we have scholarship at our church, and they will pay for you to go. So the $35 is taken care of. Amen? But I still got a problem. I'm going in on Van Dyke in Sterling Heights to a church, a bunch of people I don't know. I still got an issue. So I text my pastor. I said, Pastor, I ain't going. He's sitting right there. And these are my reasons, yada, yada, yada. I ain't going. So I thought no more about it. I was set with it. I'm not going. That's that. Mind you now, I'm aware of that you have to take part in your growth. You have to take part in maturing in the things of Christ. I get that. I understand that. But I ain't going. And then as I read the itinerary, it's 3 days. I looked at Saturday, and it says 9 a.m. to 9:30 at night. And I'm saying, what am I going to do at 9 in the morning to 9:30 at night at a conference on Saturday? I ain't going.
Come on.
As simple as that. But guess what? God has something in mind.
That's right. Come on.
For me. And another reason I wasn't going, because wasn't nobody going with me. What I look like going in a strange place, a strange church, don't know nobody by myself. I ain't going. God said, yeah, okay, that's what you think. But I got something in store for you. So when Tom and Donna came here on February the 25th, right here in this church, the Lord started me on a journey at that point. Because at that point, Tom and Donna, they ministered on wounds and healing and being delivered. And so that Sunday, which was February the 25th, and they ministered on, let's see here, poor in spirit. And it's a lesson that covers how we are created with inherent needs. A need for relationship with God and with others. And so that Sunday, which was the 5th of February, God began to deal with me on the inside. Because he deals with the inside first. Amen. And so has any of you seen the movie The Shack? Mm-hmm. It came on yesterday, and I watched it. And for the Lord to deliver this husband, he had to take him all the way back. Where it all started, where you got wounded, where you were hurt, where you lost your faith, where you didn't trust God anymore. And see, God is a loving God. He's a just God. He's a forgiving God. He's a healing God. He's a God that heals and delivers from our hurt and our wound and our pain. God wants us to be free. Amen. Jesus died on the cross for our liberty so that we can be free from hurt, from wounds, from pain, from mother's wound, father's wound, husband wound, children wound, our own wounds. He wants us to be delivered. And so when Tom Madonna came that February, because they just, you know, they did that one session, Poor in Spirit. And the Lord was dealing with me on some things at that time. And so, but when church was all over and things of that nature, well, Donna approached me and she said, would you come and help with intercessory prayer? And I said, I don't know anything about inner healing. I don't know how to pray inner healing because I never experienced it. So Donna said, come and I can teach you in 1 hour how to do inner healing prayer. I said, well, let me pray about this. I'll get back with you. And so for 2 days, I prayed about it, sought the Lord about it. And before I do anything, I always consult my pastor because he's our covering, and he's held responsible for our souls. And so I text my pastor, and I said, well, you know, Don asked me, could I, you know, come out and do intercessory prayer? And he just said, one great big yes. He didn't subtract, he didn't add, just yes. That's all, just yes. And so I learned later on the pastor was excited for me, and he said, I'll take you, he told himself, I'll take you myself, which had I known, I would have let him take me because I would have saved on my gasoline. Pastor's wise. He knew not to say that, right? So anyway, and sure enough, I went. It was like March, the weekend of March the 8th, 8, 9, and 10. And I did go, praise God. I had gasoline and all of that good stuff. And so, but when I did get there and I found out that I wasn't by myself because Donna stayed with me. And then a friend of Donna, whom I met, her name is Brenda, she so graciously invited us into her apartment or her home, and she fixed lunch and she fixed dinner. So you see, God provided, right? He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And so he made sure that I ate. He didn't give me gasoline, but I had gasoline in the car. He made sure I wasn't by myself because I was Donna all the time. Amen. So that was a good thing. So anyway, during our training, Donna was teaching us. She said, now, you make sure when you're ministering or when you're interceding, make sure that you tell the participant to say, up, out, and into the cross. Up, out, and in to the cross. So whatever the Lord brings to you, whatever wound it is, whatever hurt, if you were hurt by your mother, if you're hurt by your father, if you were abused, if there was incest or rape or molestation, if there was homosexuality, if there was lesbianism, if whatever it was, amen. She said, you tell the participants, say, up, out, and into the cross. Because Jesus nailed everything on that cross. Everything. I don't care what you endure, what you experience, is all in the cross. I myself spent most of the time in the inner healing part. So most of my time was spent ministering to the young women. And there were three types of ethnic groups that were there. It was African American, Caucasians, and Indians were there. And It was just, it was an honor and it was a privilege to be able to minister to, now basically I ministered to the Caucasians and the Indians. They were more transparent. They were more open. They were more willing to come because they wanted to be healed. They wanted to be delivered. And see, it takes that. It takes an act of your will. You have to want to. Amen? And so, the part that I was able to take part of, I was able to do the confession and the repentance. And I was able to partake in the sacrament of foot washing. Jesus instituted the foot washing. And so the women did the foot washing. Men, you know how men are. You ain't washing my feet if you're a man, right? But mind you, Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Amen. But only the women did the foot washing. The men didn't do foot washing. And so I was able to experience that. And so, and healing didn't, my healing didn't just stop there. It began on February, but it's a continuation. God is still unearthing. God is still unclothing. He's still revealing things to me. My Father, my God, he took me all the way back to my childhood. I mean, all the way back with my mom, all the way back with my dad, where he took me all the way back as a child. And the things that I experienced, the brokenness I experienced as a child. And he brought me all the way up to the present moment. And he showed me how I was wounded, how I was hurt. And I had to realize that my mom and dad, they did the best they could. And so even though I was wounded and hurt from my parents, because I never received, I was never affirmed at all. I was never given any direction, so I was like a tumbleweed, just all over the place, here and there and everywhere, and trying to figure life out and trying to, understand my purpose and my place in life. And so I always struggle in that area. And so, doing this conference, you understand, you have to begin to let things go. When the Holy Spirit starts to show you of your hurt and your pain, and the Holy Spirit starts to show you, because many times we are the problem. Many times we create these problems, and then we want to begin to shift the blame, shift it here and shift it there, and we don't want to take the responsibility that just maybe I created the problem. And so that's some things that the Holy Ghost has to begin to deal with me. And I had to realize, Carolyn, you weren't always right. And so I had to do some repenting myself. I had to repent of disrespecting. Amen. Because sometimes women will disrespect their spouses or just disrespect men in general. And you have to come to yourself. And so I had to repent. So we had a session where it was just the women together, and we were in a circle, and we just began to open up, and we began to repent, and we began to confess the things that was in our hearts and the things that were in our lives, because we wanted to be free. And you cannot be free unless you're willing to repent. You cannot be free unless you're willing to confess. Oh my God, it's nothing like freedom.
That's right.
Ah, praise God this morning. And so God, he just began to deal. And though my parents are no longer living, I still had to ask God to forgive me for the way I thought about my parents. And I had to realize that my parents, they was in a fallen state, and we all are in a fallen state until Jesus Christ take hold of us. I realized that my mom and dad, they separated when I was an early child. My mom did what she can do. My dad did what he can do. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, and I had to realize that they just weren't able to give me what I needed. And so when they're not able to give me what I needed, then there's one person I know that's able to give me what I need, and his name is Jesus. They may not have been able to affirm me because maybe they don't know nothing about affirmation. They may not be able to give me some direction or guide me, but one thing I say, my mother sent me to church, and so I thank God that she did send me to church. And so they may not be able to give me everything I wanted, everything I thought I should have had as a child, but I know Jesus is able to do everything for me that needs to be done. I realize that my affirmation comes from the Lord. I realize that my instruction and my direction comes from the Lord. So whatever your mom or dad wasn't able to do for you when you was a child, just take hold of Jesus. Just take hold of Jesus. So I receive inner healing. And I'm still yet receiving inner healing. And so if you want to be healed, you have to be transparent. You have to be open. You have to put Satan in his place and say, Satan, you don't have no more room here. You have to be willing to share. You have to be willing to go through the pain. Someone said, if there's no pain, there's no gain. So you got to be willing to go through the pain. And someone did a song, they said, on the other side of through. But you got to be willing to go through. You have to accept responsibility for your own actions. Your own action. To be healed from inside out, it is an act of your will. It's an act of your will. You have to determine if you want to be healed. Now, Tom and Donna, they're so precious. They did talk about the mother's womb, father's womb, confession, true femininity. I had no problem with femininity because I know I'm a woman. So I had no problem with true femininity. Amen. Masculinity, and they also talked about forgiveness and the true self within a 3-day period. I want to go to Proverbs 30 and 5. I'm going to read from Proverbs 30 and 5. It says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. God's word is pure. He's a shield to everyone who puts their trust in him. Our trust is to be in no one but God. In him. no matter what it looks like, our trust has to be in God. Whatever we're experiencing, our trust has to be in God. Whatever we need, our trust has to be in God. Trust. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me. It's a call. He said, call unto him. Don't call Buddha. Don't call Facebook. Don't call Skype. Don't call Twitter. Don't call your bosom buddy. Don't call your friends. Definitely don't call your enemy. Don't call your horoscope.
Come on.
Amen.
That's right.
God said, call me. His line is never busy. Never busy. You can call me anytime, in the morning, in the evening, at daytime. Call him. You need him? Call him. Call Jesus. His line is never busy. Never busy. So 33 says, call unto me and I will answer. Call unto him, he gonna answer. He said, this is the word. Call unto me and I will answer. And show you great and mighty things. Amen. Which thou knowest not. Whatever you're going through, whatever wounds you have, whatever pain you feel, whoever wounded you, whoever you wounded, because you know we wound each other. We tear each other up, tear each other down. Amen. Sometimes before we get out of this the church, we tear somebody up and tear somebody down. Amen. But God said, call on him. And he's going to answer. He will answer. And then if you go to Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me. Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because I'm meek and humble and lowly in service. You shall find rest unto your soul, for his yoke is easy. His yoke don't weigh you down. It's not burdensome. It's not a weight. His yoke is easy. And his burdens are light. The world's going to weigh you down. The world's going to put stuff on you, junk on you, weigh you down. But God said, come unto me. Come unto me. Call on me. Come unto me. Amen. And then, 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. You. He cared for all y'all. Has broken English, right? But he cared for all y'all. And he cared for me. Amen. Amen. So it doesn't matter what you're experiencing today, what you're going through. Amen. Cast your cares. Be not weary in well-doing. Be anxious for nothing. And everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. All of that. And then some. So God is still in the process of healing me. Because that was just the beginning. See, that was just the beginning of peeling. It's like an onion. Somebody, who said that? Somebody's like an onion. And you're just peeling one layer at a time. One layer at a time. And what you know, when you peel that onion, you're crying at the same time. You're crying at the same time. That's onion for you, right? Crying at the same time. So as God unfolds and break up that fallow ground and uncover and reveal that pain, you're going to be crying because he wants to cleanse us. He wants to purge us. He wants to wash us. He wants to deliver us. He wants to heal us. He wants to free us. He wants us to walk in our liberty. He wants to be all that we supposed to be in him. And we can't be all he wants to be in him if we are weighted down. If we're carrying a weight, we can't be all God wants us to be because now we're rehearsing over and over again. She did this. He did that. Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. We are so weighted down as God's people that we can't get nobody else delivered. Because we're weighted down. And God has given us everything pertaining unto life and godliness. He's given us everything to get freed up with. He's given us 66 books. Y'all talking about them missing books or whatever. We can't even contain 66 books. Amen. Somebody tell us a missing book, what they call them, whatever. I don't know. He gave us just what he wanted us to have. If he wanted us to have 150 books, he would have done that. But he gave us 66. Let us try to do the 66. Amen. So, God is still working on me, and I pray that he's going to work on y'all. Y'all, there I go with my English, and he's an English teacher. We got teachers in here, and I'm breaking English. Amen. Amen. So God has given us, he has equipped us with everything we need. Everything we need. He's given us the Holy Ghost. He's given us his word. He's given us his son, Jesus. He's given us salvation. We've been redeemed and washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. He's given us his promises. Amen. And they are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. What more does he have to do? He then went to the cross, got off the cross, went to the grave. Amen. Sitting up in heaven, sitting at the right hand. God the Father, he's our high priest, our intercessor. What more do we need?
That's right.
To be delivered. What more can he give? He's the only Messiah, so don't be looking for another one because he's the only Messiah, the only Christ. So when he come back again, he's coming back like a roaring lion. Amen? He has given us everything that we need. All we got to do is be willing, obedient, and faithful to his word. We're in his kingdom. We're under the blood. We reign in heavenly places. We rule with Christ in the heavenlies. You got to know who you are. You got to know who you are in Christ.
That's right.
Who you are in Christ makes a big difference. Oh, praise God today. Let me tell you, hallelujah, who you are in Christ. Just in case you don't know. Let me just share something. Who we are in Christ. Number one, we are all, everybody here saved. Everybody received Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I don't see. Oh, if I don't see your hand, you ain't saved. Glory to God. I just want to know if I'm talking to saints or sinners. Then I know which way I need to go. Hallelujah. But let me tell you who we are in Christ Jesus. We are God's child. We belong to him, y'all. He's our father, our papa, Abba Father. We belong to him lock, stock, and barrel. We his children. We his children. We belong to God. Amen. We are Christ's friend. We've been justified by faith. Amen. Just as if we never sinned, we've been justified. We are united with the Lord and one with him in spirit. We've been bought with a price, and so we belong to God. Amen. We are part of Christ's body. And we are a saint. Paul called everybody a saint. We are a saint. And we've been adopted as God's child. We have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit. We don't have to have a priest. We don't have to go to the booth anymore. No offense. I know that's Catholicism. Amen. But we can come boldly before the throne of grace. We can, each and every one of us, can go boldly before the throne of grace and make your requests known unto God. And we are complete. We're complete in Christ. Complete. Nothing missing, nothing broken. We're complete in Christ. We're free forever from condemnation. We're no longer condemned with the world. We're free from condemnation. All things are working together for our good because we love God. So all things are working for our good. And we're free from any condemning charges against us. Don't worry about what Satan say. It don't hold water. And we can never, ever be separated from the love of God. Never separated from the love of God. In fact, he said he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. And his word is true. Christ is, we are hidden with Christ and God. We are confident that the good work God has begun in us will be perfected. We are citizens of heaven. We are in God's kingdom. We are citizens of heaven. We're pilgrim, as they used to say. We're pilgrim just passing through. But we're citizens in God's heaven. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. We can find grace and mercy in time of need. We're born of God, and the evil one cannot touch us. Cannot touch us. And we are significant in Christ. Significant. We're salt and light. Amen. We are the branch of the true vine and a channel of his life. We've been chosen and appointed to bear fruit. We are a personal witness of Christ. We're God's temple, a minister of reconciliation, God's co-worker, seated with Christ in the heavenly realm, God's workmanship. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So if you are here today, you might need prayer. I don't know if there's time for prayer, but you might need prayer. You may be struggling with a wound, a hurt, a pain. You may be struggling with something. I don't know. Praise God, but God does know. And he's here, and he's willing, and he wants you to be healed. He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to be set free. That's right. Today. Today. He don't want you to leave the same way that you came. Amen. Because he loves each and every one of us. He loves us unconditionally. Yeah. And there's nothing that we can ever do where God will stop loving us. He loves us in spite of ourselves. He loves us. So no matter what your problem is, I don't know, whatever it is, praise God. If you feel like you need prayer, if you feel like you need someone to talk with or pray with, we're here. We got intercessors who's willing to go that extra mile. We're here to help you through whatever you're struggling with. Amen. We're here. God's here. The Holy Ghost is here. Amen. To help you through whatever it is. I want to thank God for helping me to unearth some stuff. And I want to thank him for disclosing and showing some things that was in my heart. Because a lot of stuff is in your heart. Because whatever's in the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. So if there's unforgiveness in your heart, it's going to show. Amen. If there's whatever's in your heart, if you don't like somebody, it's going to come out your mouth at some point. Amen. So it's in the heart. And so we want to get that heart purged and cleansed and purified. Amen. So if you need prayer, praise God, we got all our intercessors here, intercessors there and there and there. We have intercessors, praise God. You want to pray?
No, I want prayer.
She wants prayer. Amen. So anybody else, if you want prayer, just come on up. Amen. And just allow the Lord to minister to you. Wherever your wound may be, whatever it is, you know, just come on up